in the limelight.
Thousands of people protested in Paris and other French cities on Saturday, 31st of July, against a mandatory coronavirus health pass for entry to a wide array of public venues, introduced by the government as it battles a fourth wave of infections. Protesters injured three police officers in Paris, a police spokesperson confirmed. France's Interior Minister, Gérald Darmanin, said on Twitter that 19 demonstrators were arrested, including 10 in Paris. The article you're about to hear has been written by the Reuters news agency, journalists Leah Gouge, Yiming Wu, and Matthew Rosemont. The piece is titled Thousands Protest Against COVID-19 Health Pass in France. Thousands of people protested in Paris and other French cities on Saturday, 31st of July, against the mandatory coronavirus health pass for entry to a wide array of public venues, introduced by the French government as it battles a fourth wave of infections. Protesters injured three police officers in Paris, a police spokesperson confirmed. France's Interior Minister Gérald Darmanin said on Twitter that 19 demonstrators were arrested, including 10 in Paris. It was the third weekend in a row that people opposed to President Emmanuel Macron's new COVID-19 measures have taken to the streets of France, an unusual show of determination at a time of year when many people are focused on taking their summer holidays. The number of demonstrators has grown steadily since the start of the protests, echoing the Yellow Vest, also known as Gilets Jaunes, movement that started in late 2018, against fuel taxes and a cost of living. An Interior Ministry official said 204,090 people had demonstrated across France, including 14,250 in Paris alone. This is about 40,000 more than last week. We are creating a segregated society, and I think it is unbelievable to be doing this in the country of human rights, said Anne, a teacher who was demonstrating in Paris. She declined to give her surname. So I took to the streets. I have never protested in my life before. I think our freedom is in danger. Visitors going to museums, cinemas or swimming pools already denied entry if they cannot produce a health pass showing they have been vaccinated against COVID-19 or have had a recent negative test. The French Parliament approved a new law last week that will make vaccinations mandatory for healthcare workers and extend the health pass requirement to bars, restaurants, trade shows, trains, and hospitals. About 3,000 police officers were deployed in the capital, Paris, with anti-riot officers striving to keep demonstrators on authorized routes. Authorities sought to avoid a repeat of events last week when scuffles broke out between police and demonstrators on the Champs-Élysées. Protesters were also out in force in other French cities like Marseille, Lyon, Montpellier, Nantes and Toulouse, shouting freedom and no to the health pass. Also, last Saturday, 24th of July, French anti-riot police fired tear gas as clashes erupted during protests in central Paris against COVID-19 restrictions and a vaccination campaign. Police sought to push back demonstrators near the capital's Gare Saint-Lazare railway station after protesters had knocked over a police motorbike ridden by two police officers. There was a heavy police presence on the capital streets on Saturday, 24th of July. Scuffles broke out between police and demonstrators on the Champs-Élysées thoroughfare, where tear gas was fired and traffic grinded to a halt.